Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhood on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals' love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. It is no secret Zurich is one of Monocle's favourite cities. This week, Monocle's own Jessica Bridger takes us to some of the tastiest destinations in the Swiss city's Bellevue neighbourhood.
Zurich has a funny way of confounding stereotypes just as it confirms them. The beautiful old city. Is it touristy? Yes. Is it beautiful? Yes. But it is still also cozy, local, and not too overcrowded. Well, aside from rush hour. I've been coming to Zurich for a long time on business trips. And for pleasure, because what can beat summer swimming and urban exploration in one city? And one of the first times I visited Zurich, I asked a client about the classic Kronenhall restaurant. And I'll never forget her response. I wanted to know if it was actually good or a tourist destination. Kronenhalle is an institution, she replied, implying that it was imperative that I visit. Since 1924, Kronenhalle has sat at Bellevue, one of my favorite classic Zurich food neighborhoods. The area is just at the meeting of the Limmat River and Lake Zurich. The views, as the name Bellevue advertises, are stunning. The lake sparkles as people, trams, and cars flow over the beautiful bridge and through one of the city's most important junctions. When it is clear out, you can see the Alps, and in the fog, the lake and river become almost mystical. Bellevue is home to its fair share of food institutions like Kronenhalle, and some contemporary but classic places. Contemporary classic? That's the key to Zurich's charm. The coffee bar Odeon is a good place to start. It is an Art Nouveau coffee house established in 1911. Or actually, it's just the European-style coffee house you've always wanted to visit. They serve exemplary lattes, no nonsense, and in the morning, a Swiss croissant, called a Gipfli, is almost required. It draws quite a range, from bankers on afternoon meetings to tourists in search of its storied aura. After all, Einstein, Lenin, and Joyce were all once guests. However, it is simply a really good place for a coffee or a Stange, a 30 deciliter glass of beer in the local parlance. And of course, there's Sternen Grill, purveyors of the finest veal bratwurst and cervelas, accompanied by a famously kicky yellow mustard. The secret? They're not telling, but on the menu, we suspect a generous amount of prime horseradish and a lot of love. The line may go down the block, but it moves fast and is worth it. When the weather is good, grab your wurst, your hefty, burly roll, and stroll down the lake promenade to eat. Just don't feed the swans. Tucked behind the first line of buildings at Bellevue is Weinstube Weiße Rose. If you're lucky, you can grab one of the 10 or so tables inside. The Weiße Rose is a classic, serving everyone from members of the many nearby guilds to ETH Zurich chemistry professors or fintech gurus. The wine list is small and mostly Swiss, and the snacks include cubes of luscious Sobrin's hard cheese, think a more complex Parmesan, along with air-dried meats. Delish. Sometimes the area will inspire you to sample from further abroad or to cook at home. And the Bellevue post of the fine Zurich department store Globus can cater to both. It has an extensive food hall below ground with things from all over the globe and a wide range of prepared food at street level. Should you have forgotten your frying pan, upstairs you can get the finest in Kuhn Rikon or other Swiss-made kitchenware. The Bellevue area feels timeless, but it has evolved with the city, rising and falling with the rest of the city's fortunes. The troubled 1970s, spotted by drug use and urban desolation, flowed into the improvements that followed, and in the decades, the area improved greatly. In 2014, Sechsi-Leutenplatz opened, giving Zurich a large town square. For all that Zurich is deeply traditional, it embraces change, and pop-up restaurants take all forms. Sechsi-Leutenplatz is the site of one of the city's best and biggest Christmas markets, which is stylish, And not your same old smelly rotting wood trot around that so many cities seem to call their Christmas festive areas. Well constructed, the Zurich Market has classic fondue chalets, along with more global options, because you simply cannot eat fondue all December and expect to ski in the new year. Again, it keys into that up-to-date, up-to-snuff timelessness that makes the city special. Finally, to come back around to Kronenhalle, the restaurant and bar are all wood, warm lighting, and fine art. The drinks are cold, the men and women are smartly attired, and you have the feeling you can settle in for the evening. The place overpowers even the most brash tourists, quieting everything to a congenial chat level. Not the tinkling china stiffness, but this is also no boisterous beer hall. But the best part of Kronenhalle is the food, as it should be and as it must be. Some favorites: Zuricher Schnitzels, which are strips of veal with mushrooms and cream sauce, served with a perfectly fried rösti potato pancake, or a beautifully pink-in-the-middle entrecote. And then there's the schnitzel, which is definitely good enough for the gods. And it is all served the way heavy food should be, maybe the way everything should be, in two servings, by servers who have the perfect touch. And this is classic Switzerland. You are served from a rolling cart, your meat, veg, and starch lovingly presented in their own little pans. Consume your first portion leisurely. When you are ready, you will be served the second half, kept at the ideal temperature just for you. Kronenhalle is indeed an institution, and along with the rest of Bellevue, it is part of what makes eating in Zurich great. For Monocle in Zurich, I'm Jessica Bridger.
This has been episode number 165 of Food Neighborhoods. Thanks to Jessica for the tour in Zurich's Bellevue. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 20:00 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.